Hi, I'm talking to Billy Smith, a former WTMA DJ in the 70s. When exactly were you at WTMA, Billy?
It was like 72 through about 74, 75.
All right. Where were you before you came to TMA?
I was at WFLB in Fayetteville.
And how long had you been in radio at that point?
Oh, Lord. I started about 1959, 60, my hometown station, and left there. You know, went to a couple of little small stations, WDAR, Darlington, a few others. Anyway, WTGR, Tiger Radio, Myrtle Beach, was really the station I wanted to be because I love the beach. I always loved the ocean. I was a little boy, so I never had any really aspirations to go to big cities. I had a couple offers, but I was just happy here living by the Atlantic Ocean.
So coming to TMA was a big deal for you, huh?
That was it, yeah. You know, when I was a little boy, I'd listen to WTMA, and I said, man, this is big-time radio. One day I'm going to work there. And plus, I love Charleston, too.
Who was the guy that hired you at TMA?
John Trenton.
And what shift did you work there?
I started out 9 till noon. I said, man, I got it made. I do a 3-hour shift. Of course, I had to be there till 5, you know, to do production. You just had to be there, but 9 till 12 on the air.
So what was John like to work for?
He was a good guy. He was very professional. But, you know, he had his standards. He had his way. He wanted it done. And that was it. He had a big note up one time. Said, remember, the music is the star, not you.
How'd you feel about that?
Well, I was a little, you know, when I first went there, because I was one of these DJs that when I first started, sound effects, doing gimmicks and doing bits, you know, and that was my style. And that's why I thought I was hired. Then I got there, and he said, no, it's time temperature. So I was a little disappointed at first, but I got it, you know, WTMA time, you know, did the time temperature robot type stuff.
So was he doing mornings at that time before
you? Yes, he was, yeah.
Okay. Was he doing mornings the whole time you were there?
I think he quit for maybe a couple months, but his ratings, he always had great ratings. And so he left the morning show to become the general manager of the station. But then the ratings went down, so he went back on the morning show and was still the manager of the station.
And who was the program director when John left?
A guy named John Scott.
That was J.J. Scott?
J.J. Scott. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, J.J. Everything had to have Trenton's approval before J.J. could do it.
Who were some of the other guys that you worked with when you first came to TMA?
Let's see, was Keith Nichols, Steve Russell. Steve Russell's a good guy. Gosh, of course, there was Ted Bell, Booby, the big boob, Booby Nash. And Booby, he was probably my best friend at the station. We were big party buddies, big party buddies. And we partied a lot. Booby and I, we were pals. Like I say, we were together at least every other day. We'd go out and knock back a few or more. John Trenton and I, as a matter of fact, John and Booby and I, we'd have parties like every Friday night at, you know, one of the other houses, either mine or John's or Booby's. So John was a good party guy, too. He liked to slug back a few.
Yeah.
So that's what I remember mostly, just having a good time. Like on the weekends, we were always together. Sometimes John, but mostly Booby and I.
That's pretty cool, hanging out with the people you work with.
Yeah, yes it is.
Now, WTMA was the top station in town at the time, right?
Yes, it was, yeah.
How did that make you feel? Did you get a lot of vibe off the audience? I mean, was that really cool, being there at the number one station?
Oh, it was great. Like I say, TMA was my station when I was a little boy. And I would just sit there sometimes, you know, just look at the program logs. It says, WTMA. I said, here I am. Right here on the Ashley River in the beautiful city of Charleston, having a good time. I loved it.
So why'd you leave?
I think probably my wife and I got divorced. And mm-hmm. I just wanted to get back to the beach, clear my head a little bit. But I had all intentions of going back, but I came back to the old ocean and stayed. Went back to Tiger Radio, WTGR.
So you've been in Myrtle Beach ever since?
Yeah.
Why do you think WTMA was such a popular radio station in the 70s when you were here?
Back to when they started, back in the late 50s. You know, WTMA always had that New York big city sound. It was one of the few stations that had actual, you know, the singing jingles, which were really unheard of, the little small stations, you know, that I grew up with. And so to hear WTMA, it was like big-time radio back in the 50s. George Wilson was the guy. Was Deputy Doug Randall.
Yeah, Doug Randall, and Bill Walton was there, too.
Bill Walton, right. He was the 9 to noon guy. George would do 6 to 9, and then come back noon to 3. Is that right?
That's what I hear, yeah.
And
it was just
like
three
Bill
guys.
Who would do 9 to noon, come back 3 to 6, and then I think Doug Randall did 6 to midnight. But that's where the shifts were back then. You always had your double shifts.
Can you imagine that today?
Oh, man. If I had to go back at 3 o'clock today, I think I'd give me a job at the Scotchman down the street.
What about listening to WTMA as a kid? What do you remember about the radio station?
Like I say, you know, I love the music, of course, but the fact that George Wilson was such a personality, we had the small-town radio, and you guys mostly talk like this here. Well, it's 67 degrees, and we're going to have a high today about 74, going to be up there about 74. You know, you listen to these guys like straight country, and then you got like George Wilson, who was like, you know, somebody sounds like he's out of New York or something. And it's just, I go back to that phrase that I've worn out, but it was just strictly big-time radio. That's the way it sounds. And just coming out of Charleston, it made you think of, you know, the skyline of Charleston going over the big bridge. Was that the Cooper River?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Cooper River Bridge, just driving over, seeing the Charleston skyline. And that's the way the radio station sounded, had that big city power behind it.
How would you sum up your time at WTMA?
It was good. It was good. Like I said, I didn't particularly like being so strictly formatted. I wish I could have had a little more freedom. And I think it would have gone over in Charleston. because most of the radio they had was like, I can't think of any before, you know, George Wilson, Daffy Doug, really any big radio personality. I mean, like John Trenton was a good name. Booby Nash was a big name. I think it could have been more.
Well, wasn't Booby Nash at the time doing more personality stuff at night?
I think he was, yeah, but they stopped him. By the time I got there, he had to follow the format. And he was funny, always a witty guy, you know. We relied on sound effects and bits. He could just, you know, be on there and just do a record intro and sound great. You'd be funny.
Well, I guess that cut down on your show prep time. Doing
yeah,
time
right,
and
yeah. Oh, they picked out your oldies for you. Another thing I didn't like, because I love playing my own oldies. So you'd go in every morning at your desk. They'd have your, played like, I think, 4 or 5 oldies an hour. They'd have your, like, 20 oldies, however many you needed, on your desk in the order you played them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was strict when I think about it.